听力课堂，听 class.com。
Lesson 10.
Do you know how my name is spelled?
A little closer, Mr. Morris. Hold that smile, Mr. Tate. Got it. Thank you, gentlemen. And welcome to Stanford, Mr. Tate. I wish you the best in your new job.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad that's over.
I need a quote from each of you for the newspaper article.
We're proud to have Philip Tate join our museum.
And I'm proud to be working for Ben Morris, the leading expert on Stanford history. Do you know how my name is spelled?
P-H-I-L-L-I-P-T-A-T-E.
Philip is spelled with one L.
Oh, right. You know, I'd like to get another photo.
It's your money.
Why don't we show Mr. Hunter an Indian object?
That's beautiful. What's it made of?
It's made of leather. Most Indian pouches are made of leather.
What's it used for?
It's used for tobacco. Of course, there isn't any tobacco in there now. It's 200 years old.
We can use this.
What is it?
This is the Stanford Treaty, the most important item in the Morris Museum.
How old is it?
Look here.It's dated 1640, and it's signed by two great Indians. All the big museums would like to own this. But it's going to stay right here at the Morris Museum in Stanford. It's worth a fortune.
It's your museum, Mr. Morris, so why don't you sit at the desk?And, Mr. Tate, why don't you look over Mr. Morris's shoulder?
Like this?
That's fine. Mr. Morris, a pleasant look, please. Thank you. That's it. You'll see the story in Friday's paper.
I look forward to seeing it.
Uncle Ben, the carpenters want to talk to you about the new room.
Oh, good. Philip, why don't you come with me?
So good to meet you, Mr. Hunter.
Thank you. They don't get along, do they?
And Mr. Tate started to work here only 3 weeks ago.
I hate to say it, Diana, but your uncle does have a difficult personality.
Oh, sometimes he blows up at people, but he doesn't really mean it. You know, Uncle Ben started this museum.Now he's sitting pretty, and he has the money to hire Mr. Tate. I think that's good news.
I'm not so sure.
This is the end of Lesson 10.